is on. This is Bethlehem City Council.
Yes.
Please feel free to state your name and address for the record and then give your comments to council.
Okay, thank you. My name is Greg Zahm and I live at 224 East Mercator Road in Bethlehem. I understand that tonight council will consider and vote on the resolution proposed by Councilman Reynolds and Cramsey Smith to establish a community forum for discussing policing and community relations. And that's based on language and guidelines developed by those two council members. As I pointed out at last meeting regarding their memo to Chief DeLucio requesting police policy on use of force, the two minority members of council, like that time, again, are not party to the memo and its initiative. In spite of both having been driven, you know, both of these events, these memos being driven by the minority protests across the country as well as in Bethlehem. So I'm again asking the question, why were Ms. Negron and Mr. Colon not consulted on the memo to the chief, and why again here were they not consulted on the long overdue initiative resolution? It seems like a concerning pattern. All right, this resolution has the potential for significant impact. Why has its development not involved public input as well of all the most affected parties prior to a vote tonight? Concerns me that it hasn't been brought up to the entire community. In science, to make a careful hypothesis, one considers all the available information prior to the beginning of the scientific process in order to clearly understand the problem to be investigated. This concerns me here because all of that information has been considered. As an illustration of this, the resolution as it's written boasts of Bethlehem being the first in the valley to publish its use of force guidelines. It's 2020, ladies and gentlemen. I find it embarrassing that this hadn't happened yet and that council had to request that information last month. And one of my still unanswered questions from my June 3rd letter to the mayor applies here. What has the city actually done since we met about 2 years ago upon the violent death of another black man? There are claims made in the resolution, but they're not explained. It's not itemized, and that is something I asked the mayor and haven't heard yet. So I am very opposed to a vote on this resolution until public discussion takes place. And I think this demonstrates a problem with communication. So please answer those questions. Why were minority members of the council not consulted on either memo? As the resolution has a potential significant impact, why has its development not involved the public input? I really think that must happen before a vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Zahm.